James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
There has been an awakening. Can you feel it? Do you sense it? It is spreading all around the world. Chambers Brothers, bring us back on this glorious day in America. And who better to celebrate a glorious day than Her Royal Highness, our very own Princess Di. Princess, welcome. I didn't believe that I would live to see this day, but it's here.
It is something to celebrate. Mm-hmm. Celebrate life. And I miss Rush today, especially because you know that this is, as you rightly credited, his steady hand and his always, always defending innocent life. And he and Clarence Thomas and Donald Trump, there are many heroes, and one of which we cannot forget is the participants in the annual March for Life, which started at the one-year anniversary of Roe v. Wade. It started in 1974, and tens of thousands and sometimes hundreds of thousands of ordinary Americans made their way to make their voice for the voiceless known. They were scorned, they were ignored, and year in and year out, decade in and decade out, they have persuaded the rest of the country, the majority of the country, that they are correct. And I think that we have to acknowledge so many people were very important for this victory today. And those individual ordinary Americans must be mentioned.
Absolutely. You know, I got a little teary there, Diane, I have to tell you, because I remember those cold days in January. And it took a lot to stand out there and be scorned, just like it took a lot today in the midst of all this yelling and screaming and anger and visceral anger that babies would have a chance at life today. They're a group of quiet, pro-life people praying in front of the court, very quietly.
Right.
You know, what do you think happens now? I sent you this story. I almost wee-weed on myself when laughing at the Daily Mail because they had a picture of Clarence. It's so strange to me. Alito wrote the decision. There's a lot of anger, of course, from the left directed at Samuel Alito. But if you see what the left is doing, they are targeting Justice Clarence Thomas as the real force behind this. And they had a picture of Clarence Thomas looking, glaring at America from the pages of the Daily Mail with the caption, "We're not done yet."
Well, I think that, you know, that is a good reminder that Democrats were right to fear Clarence Thomas back in 1991, where they lowered the big guns at him, including Joe Biden, in the hearings. The confirmation hearings, and they were correct. He was a threat. He is a threat to the liberal edifice that has built up over the years. And thank heavens he has been as steady and true a man, one of our greatest jurists in American history. And he now has shown, now that he is the senior jurist on the Supreme Court, he now has a lot of clout, and he has persuaded his fellow jurists. So there is a majority there. And I wanted to add, the last time this was before the court, this is the Planned Parenthood versus Casey, which is the 92, there was a 5-4 decision, and every single one of those upholding abortion as a constitutional right, all five of them were appointed by Republican presidents. And so that shows you how long it's been that we conservatives have been hoping and praying that the court would actually, when they were conservatives or appointed by Republicans, that they would actually vote that way. How that has not happened until today.
And for that, again, I'm just going to say Donald Trump, and I know people don't want to hear the name because they're mad at him at the gun bill, which is now, by the way, at Joe Biden's desk, or going to Joe Biden's desk. It passed the House. So this deal that the 14 Republican senators worked out with their Democrat colleagues to red flag gun owners, et cetera, that has now moved to the president's desk, where we expect it will be signed. But it was Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell acting on these judicial nominations that gave us a court that is finally voting in favor of the Constitution of the United States of America.
Yes, and thank you to Clarence Thomas. And interestingly enough, this latest anti-gun rights law will no doubt go to the Supreme Court. And so Clarence Thomas has already established that anything that infringes on the plain language of the Second Amendment is got to go. So we'll see if he actually is influential in this one, too.
Now, the left, of course, predictably is upset. Michelle Obama leads the furious criticism. And then so does Amy Schumer, a comic, is leading the determined left that are now. Joe Biden said today, okay, this is now, you know, an issue for the ballot in November. This is now a ballot issue. I say, okay, good.
Yes.
I'm glad it's a ballot issue. You turn out yours, we'll turn out ours. And by the way, people are not just going to be voting on this. They're also going to be voting on this awful economy that Joe Biden has given us, on the baby food shortage, on the invasion at America's borders, on the lawlessness, the fentanyl deaths, the crime waves in every blue city in America. So bring it, Joe. Bring it, Michelle Obama. Bring it, Taylor Swift. Bring it, Amy Schumer. We are ready for you. I don't sense that Republicans are fearing this. Do you?
No, and Alito had that clear sentence that I want to quote. The Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. That is what they fear. Because all along, they have acted like they were in the majority. They're convinced of it, and they're not. And get the quote Biden said. The idea we're letting the states make these decisions, localities make these decisions, would be a fundamental shift in what we've done. And amen to that. It is about darn time that the shift happened, because that is our constitutional order.
And that is exactly what the framers designed in our system, a place where the localities had power, where the citizens who lived in towns and hamlets across America actually had a voice in the way that their neighborhoods were constructed and their states were constructed. It is well time that the Constitution returns back to the power of the American people and not these elected Democrat Party hacks.
Amen. And there's accountability when there's an election. And so we need to exercise our franchise then.
Princess Di, a momentous day. We will have more on this, you and I, tomorrow. Time is short today, so we'll leave it at that, a day of celebration in many quarters. I have to tell you, though, look, I am not discounting the anxiety that people feel over women that are forced into a situation and they end up pregnant against their will. This whole issue bothers me. At the same time, we have a constitution. At the same time, we are a nation of laws. And today, we see who the lawless people in this country are.
Amen. Amen.
Princess Di, always a pleasure. We'll speak with you tomorrow on our Saturday morning radio extravaganza. I am so looking forward to it.
Me too. Can't wait, Sir James.
James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. I promise we're going to take calls that from people that are concerned about this. When we get back, we have Joe, if you hang on, from Manhattan, we will come to you. And then we'll go to Michelle Bachman, WABC Talk Radio 77. You can catch us worldwide. All you have to do, download that WABC app. This is Bo Snerdly's Rush Hour. We're coming back in a moment.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on
Rush.
77 WABC.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.